Subwoofers are the sonic boom of everyday life. Operating at the bottom end of a top-end stereo system, a subwoofer is a loudspeaker designed to produce low-frequency signals below the range of most sound systems. Once an expensive luxury, subwoofers are increasingly considered a necessity in a dialectic process that Dr. America calls the necessitization of luxury. Subwoofers are, as one authority says, an absolute requirement for any decent home theater system, because modern action films feature special sonic effects that supposedly full-range stereo systems can't reproduce. The subwoofer gets down low and blasts the sounds of the collisions and explosions that propel the plot of today's movies. Subwoofers are at home with Hollywood, but they also fit well with rock music, which depends on the beat of the bass for its drive. With a good subwoofer, this music enters your ears, but it also penetrates your pores. The subwoofer gives music all the subtlety of the Tyrannosaurus Rex in Jurassic Park. It pounds out the bass as if it would eat you alive. The subwoofer is stereo on steroids. It muscles music not just into your ears, but into your very viscera. With it, the line of the bass has become the baseline of American life, providing an insistent beat for our busyness. Subwoofers tell us volumes about the volume of American life. One manufacturer advertises that its subwoofers come in three categories: loud, louder, and very loud. In modern society, the quiet American is an oxymoron, and many Americans find it difficult to subsist with silence. For us, the sounds of silence invite the introspection that makes us more uncomfortable than noise. We get nervous. We look for something or someone to fill up the mental space that we will otherwise have to occupy ourselves. We turn on the radio or the TV, and for good measure, we turn it up loud. The subwoofer, therefore, is not an appliance for privacy. When Junior America plays his pumped-up stereo in the basement of Dr. America's house, he rocks the foundations, not to mention his father's sanity. Subwoofers can also take their show on the road. Car designers have worked for years to eliminate road and engine noise. The subwoofer replaces that sound with a noise all its own, converting a car into a bombbox on wheels. A teenager in an automotive subwoofer is more of a boomer than his baby boomer parents. Today's loudness, however, is tomorrow's stillness, because the decibel level of many of our entertainments can be literally deafening. Cases of hearing loss are increasing among teenagers, and also among boomer adults who, in their own time, boomed their music too. The bark of the subwoofer, it seems, has its bite as well. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, examining the warp and woofer of American life.